Country Club FM.
It's not Friday, but it's my Friday. I almost thought about playing It's Friday, you know, the Aaron Tippin song that I play at a little after 5:30. But that would have just confused people, and we don't need that.
Right.
You'll do that plenty the next 2 days.
Yeah, we'll do that Friday.
Here we go. It is Almanac time on Bob. It's Wednesday, November 17th, 321st day of the year. 44 left to go. 1,800 on this date. 1,800 after a 10-year stay. You forget how long the Capitol was in Philadelphia. It was in Philadelphia for 10 years. The Senate of the 6th Congress convened in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. for the first time this date, 1800. So happy birthday to the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. 221 years ago.
Very cool.
221. 1825, the oldest continuous fraternity, Delta Phi, was formed at Union College. Delta Phi is the oldest continuous fraternity. The heftiest, though, was Omega Mu. The heftiest of fraternities, whatever you want to call them. I'll tell you. 1913 in Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm banned the armed forces from dancing the tango. It was too racy.
Yeah.
It was dirty dancing, that tango.
Right, I can see that.
And because of that, I will be boycotting Kaiser rolls here for the next month. I will not be putting any meat or anything on a Kaiser roll here in the next month because Kaiser Wilhelm in Germany, the state 1913, didn't allow their armed forces from dancing the tango. Didn't he realize that the armed forces and the people that fight and battle and preserve, you know, your country in that instance, obviously it was a monarchy then, the Kaiser was the king of Germany, but those people need a way to let off some steam.
Yeah, they need some relief.
As far as I know, there's no better way to let off some steam than the tango.
Right.
So 1928, this day after 23 years, Notre Dame loses a home football game. They went 23 years without losing a home football game. Talk about the home field advantage
that's
there.
That's dominant.
Newt Rockne, of course, coaching much of that era in the 20s. 1968, this happened.
At 7 o'clock last night, NBC was carrying the pro game between the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders. There were 65 seconds of playing time left. At 7, NBC had scheduled a two-hour special program for children, a dramatization of Heidi. It was decided Heidi should wait a couple of minutes until the game was over. But somehow that decision never reached those who were pushing the buttons. So the football game was cut off the air a minute before it ended, and Heidi was started. The football fans erupted. There were 10,000 phone calls of complaint to New York NBC alone.
And that was 1968. And also, it's no accident that we have David Brinkley.
Thank you for that.
And the more David Brinkley, it's no accident we hear a lot from David Brinkley because he's good. But this was the Heidi game.
I recall it.
The Jets were leading the Raiders.
It was a close game.
And then the Raiders came back behind the passing of Daryl LaMonica. What was his nickname? The
Mad Bomber.
Yes, he was. It was LaMonica versus Namath, in fact. And the Jets had to lead the Raiders and scored two touchdowns in like 7 seconds. And they won 43-32.
And we didn't see it.
And, right, exactly. Just think if that happened today. But that actually changed how TV worked. Sports always kind of, you know, sports preempts everything. The president wants to talk. No, he's got to wait till the football game's over.
Hold on.
Really. So that was in 68. In 1970, our patent of the day.
The inside was filled with this metal things, and the major interesting parts were these two wheels, one of which is a horizontal wheel and the other is a vertical. If you move sideways, it's one wheel does the rolling and the other does the sliding.
So that's Douglas Engelbart. Describing his invention, the first computer mouse, made of wood and using roller skate wheels, he invented the computer mouse. He patented it on this date, 1970. You know, we're not that far away where he had the little rubber ball in there. Now it's all lasers and UV rays and infrared and all these other things going on. That's what I have. I have three mouses. We still, of course, debate whether it's mice or mouses, the plural, but we have three of them. Here,
Nice.
On this side. How many do you have on your side?
Two.
You're working just one, though, right? Are you working two at the same time?
Just one.
Is it impressive that I'm working three at the same time?
It is.
I've got the control of the music, and I've got the control of the text of the Bob Almanac, and then I have control of the audio of the Bob Almanac. I don't know if I could do four. Three is about my limit.
I max out on two.
So that was this day, 1970 and 73.
And I think, too, that I could say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
One of the famous speeches and talks and lines in the history of the U.S. presidency, Richard Nixon told an AP managing editor's meeting in Orlando, Florida, "I'm not a crook."
Oh.
And people have used that line for a long, long time.
Ever since.
Of course, as far as crook, he wasn't shoplifting. He wasn't stealing cable from his neighbor. It was all about obstructing justice is what he was accused of. And now I think it's a prerequisite to be a politician. You have to obstruct justice, and you're not a politician, right? I'm pretty sure it's a prerequisite.
That way.
Oh, he obstructs shots. Nothing.
Yeah.
That's nothing. You know, they were serious about it in 73, but now we expect it. So that was this day in 73. 79, this movie scared the you-know-what out of me.
The vampires are creating vampires.
Hey, the thing is moving.
Yeah, you know, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Bill! Bill!
Where are you, Billy Darling?
Mr. Barlow is on a buying trip, but the moment he arrives, he'll enjoy Mr. Barlow. He'll enjoy you.
Ooh, yes, he will. He'll enjoy you and your blood. Mm. Salem's Lot, TV movie. Debuted on this date in 1979, David Soul. It just proved that even if you make a cross out of popsicle sticks or tongue depressors, I think they were, those don't work.
They don't?
It's got to be a legitimate cross.
Okay.
Because I don't think, because he made one out of tongue depressors, and I don't think it worked.
You know,
done fighting crime with his buddy Starsky.
Yeah.
He sang a little Don't Give Up on Us, Baby.
Right.
And then he's fighting vampires in Salem's Lot.
That's a tougher deal there.
And you know, one of the vampires was Orville from the Any Which Way and Every Which Way But Loose movies. Orville. That's Jeffrey something or other. He was on a couple of Little House on the Prairies.
Okay.
But that was a state in 19 said, Don't Give Up on Us Vampires. Now, 1981, another big event on TV.
Ivor Weaver Baldwin.
Take thee, Lucas Lorenzo Spencer.
Take thee, Lucas Lorenzo Spencer.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
She hesitated there. I don't know Luke and Laura is General Hospital.
Got off to a rocky start there.
You know, the wedding, you go, hey, what was the big wedding in 81? Most people will say Princess Di and Prince Charles. But no.
Luke and Laura.
More people watch Luke and Laura. Luke, at least in this country. Luke and Laura, General Hospital, married this state. The wedding of the decade, at least. 1981 on General Hospital, this date. It was huge. You remember that, Neil?
Oh, for sure.
It was all over the place.
Yeah, it was
that's what TV
deal.
Wanted to do. They used to. That's what they did back in the 80s. Just huge events, the Who Shot JR, the whole deal. 1998, we need to remember Florida Evans.
You know that leaky faucet in your bathroom?
The one that's been going drip, drip. Drip, drip, drip for weeks? Oh, yeah, I know that leaky faucet in the bathroom. The whole world knows that leaky faucet in the bathroom.
Well, I'm here to fix it for you.
Then where were you when I reported it 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, Bookman!
Shut up, JJ. Just saving you the trouble, Ma.
Hey, I'm sorry it took so long. The washers were out of stock.
Everything is out of stock around here, you old... What's that name the kids call you?
Buffalo Butt?
Bingo.
Do it with me. Damn, damn, damn. Esther Roll. She was just on our birthday list.
Yep.
She passed away this date in 1998. Mother Evans on Good Times.
Goth Hits, double wide. 25 of his greatest hits. On TCDs.
Garth Brooks Double Live released this date in 98.
Number one.
17 number one hits. Three new songs.
The most exciting.
And then we found out there were a couple of people who hadn't seen Garth live there were a couple of different verses. One, Friends in Low Places, I guess there was another verse.
Sure.
And Thunder Rolls, there's another verse that we didn't know about.
Yes.
That we didn't play on the radio, but was on Double Live.
Yep.
The State 98. How about
big.
2015?
I'm here to admit that I am, in fact, HIV positive. And I have to put a stop to this onslaught, this barrage of attacks and of sub-truths and very very harmful and mercurial stories that are about the threatening the health of so many others, which couldn't be farther from the truth.
Charlie Sheen exclusive interview, and there's an exclusive to be had. It was Matt Lauer doing that exclusive.
Sure.
And Charlie Sheen announced that he was HIV positive and had been for the last 4 years. Beginning in 2011, he was being blackmailed, and he had apparently spent millions of dollars hushing up people who wanted to blackmail him about his HIV positivity. And I believe he still has it today, but they've been able to manage it with a cocktail of drugs and medications and things.
Neat. Yeah, like magic.
Like yeah, Johnson, 2015 also, same date.
Game that I love, the game that made me be who I am, the game that I look forward to get better every day.
Big Poppy announcing his retirement this date, former Twin. 6 years with the Twins, 13 with the Boston Red Sox, became famous for the Red Sox. When he was a Twin, he was frustrating.
Yes.
With the injuries and things.
We could see that he had skills.
Playing on turf was not good for his body, so he moved to a natural turf field. Just think if it would have been a decade later or whatever, we would have been playing a target field. The timing just didn't work out.
He probably would have still been a Twin.
Yes. Hey, let's move on to birthdays now.
All right. We could make it. Unmistakable.
It's late September and I really should be back in.
Or is it? That's Burton Cummings doing Gordon Lightfoot.
His buddy.
Doing Maggie May. Both Canadians, of course.
Sure. They're good friends.
Burton Cummings does a great Gordon Lightfoot.
He does.
Burton Cummings, of course, from the Guess Who.
And he does it, in his act,
Here's the real Gordon Lightfoot. Singer, songwriter, number of his songs charted country.
Yeah.
We just played Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald last week because it was the anniversary of the gales of November coming early.
November 9th, I think I was. Boy, he had a lot of hits. Remember Gord's Gold?
Oh, yeah, it was a good album.
A double album.
It was all over the place. Yeah. That was Estate in 83. Martin Scorsese, you may know him, award-winning director. He's done a lot of things. Won an Oscar for The Departed. I just watched that again for the 18th time or whatever it was, but Goodfellas, Cape Fear, Casino, just to name a few. He's 79.
Oh, nice.
Bob Gaudio, who wrote this song for the Four Seasons, he had stopped touring with them by this time, but he's still writing songs for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Bob Gaudio, original member of the Four Seasons.
Sure.
Remember when they booked that news conference with Rudy Giuliani at the Four Seasons Landscaping?
Yes.
Just think if they would have said, book the Four Seasons, and instead the person would have booked the band, the Four Seasons. That would have been better.
That would have been better.
They wouldn't have had a place to have their, would have been able to correct it and go, it would have been, the optics would have been better, and they would have had good music. And not just Rudy out in the sun sweating his hair dye.
Could have changed things there.
It certainly could have. Bob Gaudio is 79. Lauren Hutton.
Know what makes one calorie Pepsi Light taste so great? Lemon. Pepsi Light is the only cola with a little touch of lemon.
Do you remember Pepsi Light? It was in the light blue can because
They
had Diet Pepsi, but then they had this thing called Pepsi Light with lemon in it. And Lauren Hutton.
I enjoyed that.
American Gigolo, one of her movies, 78.
This dog runs out in front of my cab. Either I hit the dog or swerve and hit this Cordoba that was parked there.
Wait a minute. You mean you had a choice of running over some mutt and ramming into a Cordoba? A Chrysler Cordoba with Corinthian leather? And you made a conscious choice to hit the Cordoba? Where are your values, Riga?
That's rich Corinthian leather there, Louis De Palma. Don't forget that. So Danny DeVito.
Was he a treat in that?
He was.
Oh,
good to work
gosh.
For, too. I mean, on the edge, he was rough,
to be
but deep down, he was a good boss. Danny DeVito is 77.
He called a spade a spade. Yeah.
Here it is, as you can see, verifiably, it is a check made out to you, the Beatles, for $3,000. All you have to do is sing three Beatle tunes. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's $1,000 right there. You know the words, it'll be easy. Like I said, this is made out, this check here is made out to the Beatles. You divide it any way you want. You want to give Ringo less, that's up to you.
Lorne Michaels, he gave us Saturday Night Live, and then a lot of things that were related to Saturday Night Live, all the movies that were based on Saturday Night Live skits and characters. Lorne Michaels is 77. I don't know what I'd do without Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the current one, I can give or take it, but, live with it or live without it. But those early ones, I mean, that was just great stuff.
Just awesome.
But I said, I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom, too, because they've moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window, and I could see the squirrels, and they were married, but then they switched from the swing line to the Boston stapler, but I kept my swing line stapler.
Milton from Office Space, Stephen Root, is celebrating today. The squirrels were married, Neil. He, of course, was Jimmy James, also the station owner on News Radio, and he was very good in Dodgeball. We had Dodgeball yesterday. Stephen Root is 70. Any 80s mixtape has got to include Go West and We Close Our Eyes. And if you're a fan of Pretty Woman, you probably remember their other song, King of Wishful Thinking, which was part of that movie and soundtrack. Peter Cox, lead singer of Go West, happy birthday to him. He is 66 today. You're a big RuPaul fan, right?
I don't think a big fan would quite describe it.
You wore a lot of items from her collection. Didn't she sell her collection at Kmart? The RuPaul collection?
Sure.
61 for RuPaul, television personality, drag queen. She's made a nice living. Or he.
Whatever.
They. 61 here today. More music. 80s. New Edition, Neil.
I've heard of him.
Ronald DeVoe. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. 54 for Ronald DeVoe. We called him Ronnie in the younger days. He's the big 5'4 on our list.
Lucy Moura wedding, 3 p.m. Hey. I'm just throwing it out there. I would have great tempura. You don't even have a backstory. Forget it. Talking out loud.
We're a folk singing group from Salt Lake City. Yeah!
Yes, we are. Rachel McAdams, Wedding Singers, among a lot of other great movies. 43.
That was good.
It's Know Your Hansons, Neil.
Oh, boy.
Which one is it? It's Isaac. It's the oldest.
Yeah, I would have never.
41 for the oldest of the Hansons.
Yesterday, when I wished it, I really meant it. This time, when I unwished it, I only did it because you told me to.
All right. Now do it again, and this time, mean it.
He was a little kid from Liar, Liar. Believe it or not, he's 33
that
today.
Is unbelievable.
Justin Cooper.
I recognize that voice.
Reed Perry of the band Perry, Kimberly Neal Reed. Their songs, they've got some morbid songs. If I Die Young, there's this one here about You Better Dig Two. If I'm not mistaken, they did a great version of Green, Green Grass of Home, which is about being buried. So Reed Perry, 33 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Actor Lee Strasberg, he was in Godfather Part Two and some other movies, 1901.
Now, he invented the whole method acting thing. That was his deal.
Oh, he's the guy.
He had the method acting school.
So all right,
if they're a method actor,
that's
all goes back to him.
Well, and he did a nice job with it. Now it's TV theme time, and, well, this is one that I have heard thousands.
You'd think you'd be able to play this one on the kazoo.
You should. It's television producer. Not only did he give us the shows like Leave It to Beaver, but he was a key in the career of Gunsmoke. And there's the Gunsmoke theme, of course. Bum, bum, bum. And that's Harry Ackerman, born on this day, 1912. There was an actor by the name of Rock Hudson, 1925. More TV theme time.
Sure is.
And why not?
McMillan and wife.
He did. That was part of the mystery...
mystery movie,
mystery
was it
movie,
then?
Yeah. It was the rotation. Stephanie Powers? Was that... Or who was...
Susan St. James.
Get those mixed up. Rock Hudson, McMillan and wife, and many other things, of course. 1925. One of the greatest athletes of our generation would be Bob Mathias, born on this day in 1930. He was the youngest athlete to win gold in the decathlon when he took it home in 1948.
But did he change genders?
No. He did not. He became a politician, served in the House of Representatives and Congress for many years. Bob Mathias, born on this day, 1930. Actor, comedian Peter Cook.
Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream.
There's only one explanation. He had dental work earlier in the day before he performed the wedding in The Princess Bride.
Yes. Yeah, a little trouble there, but a very funny man, Peter Cook, born on this day, 1937. Now, how about a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and a founding member of the Byrds, Gene Clark?
I'm not sleepy in, there ain't no place I'm going to.
I think some of the other members maybe get more press.
I would agree. This is a version he recorded, cut, and released in mid-80s, I think.
It's really good. It's Gene Clark, 1944. And the daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. was Yolanda King, born on this day, 1955. We lost her very young, not that many months after her mother passed away of a stroke. She also would pass away of a stroke, and she was very much speaking out in defense and in trying and working with the American Stroke Association.